I don't want to hear about Santa Claus coming. No silver bells or a dozen drummers drumming. I don't want to see an inflatable nothing to the day after Thanksgiving. And not a day early. Don't plug in those electric candles or dangle those stockings from the living room mantel. Those tangled up lights are more than I can handle to the day after Thanksgiving. Then let it snow. Go and tell everyone.
Good evening. Not good evening. Good day. Happy Saturday. I'm not sure what day it is, but I think it is Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Have you been drinking?
I have been drinking, but it's been water, but I don't know where it came from. That might be a problem. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. Wait, there's the pearls. I see pearls. I almost bought pearls, and they're good, right? They're pretty
for
good.
For her?
Yeah.
No, for
she
me.
She wanted to know if
no.
you... Oh, well, why for you? Why
he
not
bought
Kathleen?
This. It was my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still, but, why?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, ho, ho.
What? Wait a minute.
What? No.
Who are you calling that name?
No.
Yeah, you just said it. Right, Eric? I heard him say.
I just want to go gardening.
Who are you calling?
No. This is.
What do you think you are, Donald Trump?
Yeah, what's. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We got
well,
a really
when
packed
you're a
segment.
Star.
Of course, this song is the day after Thanksgiving. It is not the day after Thanksgiving, but some people say it might be too early to start celebrating Christmas. But the outlets at Anthem, their Christmas tree lighting is tonight out there.
And one of my friends put her Christmas tree decorations up the day after the election. She said it made her happy.
Oh nice. That's good. I like that. That's
wow. The election was an early Christmas present. To some.
Yeah.
I think that her point was that she wanted to get it to Christmas because she was having a hard time finding a lot to be thankful for.
Oh. So you guys were shocked, I bet, huh?
Well, after about the first hour of watching it, no. But it's not the direction I wanted it to go, or we wanted it to go.
Yeah. It was, Florida... I thought it would be done early.
He told me it was over and Hillary won. And I'm just saying. And that was when I was headed to the polls to vote.
I never saw Hillary winning at any point during the whole thing. Well, I don't know where you got that from.
I thought Donald would lose Florida and it was over. And then
Michigan was a straggler.
And I never knew he would take Philly, you know, PA and Wisconsin. I mean, who knew that, right?
Right.
That was weird, wasn't it? Very strange, in my opinion. So
just goes to show you that nobody wanted status quo.
Well, and I think that is the huge take-home message. I agree with you on that. And
yeah, I think so.
I think that hopefully that message has gotten through to Donald Trump as well, and that there will be a unification.
I heard he's already appointing the same old people to his cabinet.
Oh, he is?
That's what I read. I don't know. I don't remember where I read it, but if that's the case, then it's the status quo.
Then it's a regular thing.
Well, I think also, like somebody was talking about, first of all, Kellyanne, right?
Conway.
Kellyanne Conway. Huge shout out to her. First female campaign manager.
She shattered the glass ceiling.
Exactly.
There we go.
Just the wrong one.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. And then how many phenomenal women also took over places like for whether it be that they're female or because of their heritage. Have made Senate seats and Congresswomen, and I mean, come on, people. We also need to celebrate those things because you know what? Just like I always tell everybody, our government's not just about our president. Well, an election, even though it was as full of vitriol as this one was, it was not all about who won president. We need to look at the other huge games.
So it's
that
a woman's
made.
Victory.
And
just not the woman you expected.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, Sean Burke will be joining us at 11:40 to talk more about that. And 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 so we have a really short segment in this segment because in about 5 minutes from now, our first guest will be joining us, Rainey Rodriguez. You might know her from Paul Blart Mall Cop and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. She's also from Austin and Alley. She's going to be out at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting tonight.
Ooh.
And she's joining us to give us a preview of
That's kind of bad luck going out to that Christmas lighting, I think.
Oh, it is? Why?
Christine Grimmie?
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Well, yeah. Excuse me? A certain engagement happened there, and that was very
there.
Good luck.
Oh, well, yeah, people get engaged there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was bad. Was that bad luck? Was
no.
We're not married yet.
Well,
but it was good luck, still. So.
And whose fault is that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's yeah.
The world's.
But it is a good place to get engaged and everything like that. So, you know, go out there to the Outlets of Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting.
And there's a lot of fun to be had.
Yes, tallest tree in the state this year.
And actually, you could just say Florida is kind of a bad luck place to go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say Anthem's Christmas Tree Lighting did it to her.
Did you hear the latest on, speaking of Floridians, George Zimmerman?
Oh, what happened there?
Yeah, what happened?
He was thrown out of a nightclub, because he was calling one of the patrons a N-word.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Well, I'm glad he got thrown out. He's lucky he didn't just get the crap beat out of him. Well, they should have.
What happened was he told the cops that he was assaulted by a black man. So the cops went and looked at the footage, the cameras from the club, and the black guy in question actually was just patting him on the shoulder, like, okay,
man.
Little man, you know, get away from me, kind of thing. And then he called him the N-word, and they kicked him out.
Wow.
Boy, that guy's had problems.
That guy, you know,
big.
Clearly, he's a racist.
Oh, yeah.
And he shot Trayvon Martin because he's a racist.
Yeah,
how he got away with that, I do not know.
Yeah, it's weird.
And Tiffany Alvord will also be joining us in about 20 minutes. She's also out there at the Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting. She is a YouTube celebrity. She's just a singer and songwriter. Beautiful voice. Beautiful eyes
and
as well.
She's very cute.
Yeah, isn't it? Eric and I were viewing her photos.
You were? Yeah. She has a whole set of photos?
He was in the restroom doing it. I was
no.
in
these.
No,
don't say that. That's
now.
Not
that
right.
Sounds
that's not
bad.
That's
that
not right. Come
bad.
On, Eric.
That's usually where Dave hears a lot of
I love
his
that.
Music
no.
from YouTube, though.
I know.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And so, and of course, I had my, I went and did the bar crawl last week, and our friend Bobby, don't call Bobby. We don't have time for you right now. I'm sorry. You have time for you to listen, but not to call in right now. But she didn't show up, but I did have a blast. So now Halloween is officially over, but we're starting to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's. We're going to have a wonderful
and you just
season
he
here.
Just glossed over Black Friday. Did you notice
well, Black
that,
Friday
folks?
Too.
Did you notice
no,
that?
Hey, you know what? Black Friday deals are already online.
Target
and Walmart, they already started a few days ago.
I know.
So you can you have to have their
but
app
they're
all like
and Amazon started.
Yeah, they
Amazon started,
like a started month ago.
Too. yeah, but what they're doing is they're rotating them through.
Yes. Yeah,
so
you got
to come and look every day to see what they have on sale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And of course, I do want to mention that it's very warm here. I think we're flirting with record highs in Phoenix, Arizona, right?
No, I thought it was very pleasant today.
So. Well, it's pleasant, but I'm saying warm for
it's
November.
More like, I'm not flirting. I'm more like courting.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
you can
the
court.
Difference.
We're courting.
Well, I'm dating.
Okay, very nice.
How about
but,
you?
But I want
dating, flirting, courting.
But I would do, speaking of dating and courting and flirting, I want to let you know that in Sweden they had snow cannons, and it was the snowiest day in November in 111 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
In one area from the snow cannons?
Stockholm.
I've seen you take a sudden interest in Sweden the last month
but,
or two. Why is that?
Well, we'll talk about that during the break, and you can join us on Periscope.
He's getting some inside information.
11 inches, by the way.
Oh, that's really good. I would
bathroom.
Never.
All right.
No, really?
All
right. You know, right, Eric? I had no idea based on his size.
11 inches.
You're only, what, 5'8"?
Right. Well, let's take a quick break.
He has big feet.
He went to Root.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with Rainey Rodriguez. She's joining us on by phone. So, you know what? The holidays are coming. They are coming, Dave.
When?
Soon.
Soon? At a theater drive-in near you?
They're coming. They're coming, like, right now. Pretty
right
much
now.
Tonight. The Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting.
Is tonight.
Tonight.
Starts at, like, 5 o'clock.
Are you going?
Of course I'm going to be there.
Are you going to do the Periscope?
Of course.
Excellent.
Woo.
So we're having a good time. Breakthrough Entertainment starting to celebrate Christmas. It is November 12th.
Yes, it is.
And 11 inches.
Yes. Okay, I'll raise you three. All right.
But it would have been, you know what? It would have been really cool. It would have been really cool if it was 11 inches of snow on 11-11 at 11-11 a.m.
This was on, like,
p.m.
This was on last Tuesday. This was on Tuesday.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 a.m. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.